Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, someone went into the bathroom, but it wasn't anyone who lives there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, why don't you share it with us? We would love to hear it. Call in anytime. You can do that at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And then if you'd rather have an ad-free version of the show, you can go that way. You'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And hello, my friend Harper. How's it going today?
Hello, hello. It's going good.
I'm happy to hear from you today. I like getting to talk to you every week. Whether you want to talk to me or not, you have to. So you want to hear a ghost story?
I would love to hear a ghost story.
Okay, let's put some creepy little music on there. I'm writing to tell you about one of the many paranormal experiences I have had while living in my 1940s apartment in Humboldt County, California. I've had a couple of experiences in this apartment. Listen to these experiences, Harper. Including paintings flying at me and hitting me from across the room.
Right? Oh, gosh.
It's like, oh, I've had a couple things like paintings flying at me and hitting me.
Waking, maybe pick some out, maybe get some different paintings.
Maybe they're not attached well enough, but they shouldn't be flying across the room no matter what.
Or maybe it's like an air problem. I'm sure it's something logical like that.
Yes, you need to turn off the overhead fans before you go to bed, obviously. Waking up in the morning with my front door open. I don't like that one at all.
No, that just is something odd.
Because you don't feel safe. You wake up in the morning every day in a panic like, oh, crap, somebody got in my house last night. That's no way to start the day. And
at that point, just set up security cameras.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Just see what's going on. See if there actually is a person going inside of your house and be absolutely horrified. Or see if it's just like a randomly opening door.
Or is it this secret person who's sneaking in your house? Are they sneaking up and throwing paintings at you? I don't know. And also, this person's radio never works inside the house.
Of course.
That could be a number of different things, but definitely could be paranormal. I've lived in this apartment for about 6 years now with my sister. We'll call her Sarah. We live alone since the apartment is pretty small, only having 2 bedrooms, a bathroom, and a living room, kitchen, one room kind of deal. Now that you've got the basic picture of the apartment, I'll get started. The bathroom sits between Sarah's room and my room, and the doors are almost always left open so we can talk to each other or, when needed, throw things at each other. They're such sisters, aren't they?
That sounds like my relationship with my stepsister right now.
Well, and it sounds like one of those, like,
it's like a Jack and Jill bathroom, which is what me and my sister have
Yeah, exactly. Because you have a door on either side, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I think this is.
It's like a bathroom hallway. It just works.
Yeah. And you just happen to have a bathroom in your little hallway. The doors open in towards the bathroom from both sides, and you can't see who is going into the bathroom from either side as they close the doors. One night at around 10 p.m., I heard Sarah open the door to the bathroom from her room and go inside, shutting the door to my room after her. You can't see who is in the bathroom, only a shadow in the crack of the door frame. So I assumed it was Sarah taking a shower or using the restroom. Nothing out of the ordinary. This was a nightly occurrence. Anyways.
Unless it's that like secret person that's sneaking around going through your sister's room to take a shower.
Is it the person who opens the door every night?
You will never know.
Anyways, after about a half an hour, I went out into the kitchen to get something to eat, startled when I walked past the open door from the kitchen to Sarah's room and saw her sitting on her bed with her laptop out. I asked her, "Did you just go to the bathroom?" And she told me no, and that she thought I had gone in and closed the doors. The bathroom doors were still closed, and we could see the shadow moving under the door. We were pretty scared. I know, that's scary. We were pretty scared, ran outside to the front patio area, and stayed there for as long as we could. When we came back inside, both of the doors to the bathroom were wide open, and all of our toiletries were thrown around the bathroom on the floor.
Call the police. Don't just go out to the patio. Be a logical person. Call the police.
Well, but then, you know, there's always that feeling of, okay, so if I call the police and there's nobody in there, or do you just be brave and just go open the door? I don't know. Would you be brave enough to open the door?
I don't know who's in there.
It's like somebody's in the bathroom. Then the police come and they open the door. There's no one there. Then you're like, oh, you know, we do have people. We do have things throwing paintings at us. So I don't know. We spent the night at my friend's house. That night, there was no way we were going back inside while it was dark. Thank you guys for reading my story. I have many more to write in and tell you all about these apartments and me and my sister's experiences. Have a nice day. Keep up the great work. I really enjoy the show, Elizabeth. So I don't know. That one's weird. I mean, there's obviously activity in the house. I wonder if the paintings thing is a regular occurrence. Because if so, how could you make it 6 years in that apartment?
That'd be great if that was just like a regular occurrence. Like, oh, just going to go pour some cereal. Might as well just duck for the painting.
I'm telling you this. After the first time a painting went across the room and hit me, there would not be one painting on a wall. I'd be like, oh, hell no. We can't have anything nice here. Because if they're just going to throw it at you, I wouldn't hang anything up. And then I'm with you on the video camera. I think I would put a video camera up, see what's open in the doors in the middle of the night.
But they don't just see something you don't want to see.
There's that.
I guess it's probably going to inevitably happen.
But you're already seeing things you don't want to see, you know?
I'm like, your paintings are getting thrown at you. Just put up a video camera.
See how this is happening. See how your door is opening every night. Because when you go to bed at night, you double check your door. You make sure it's locked. That's not anything that...
Call Nancy Drew for all I care.
Call Nancy Drew. Well, if we only had her number. So I don't know. I think that's a creepy apartment. I don't know how else to explain that apartment other than creepy. And write in with more stories. But I don't know how they live like that. I just don't.
It seems like an apartment I would lock you in for like a week.
Oh my God, don't. I would never talk to you again. That would end this relationship. I'd be like, Tony, I'm going to continue doing the show, but I can't see your daughter anymore. She locked me in a haunted 1940s apartment. She's a little brat. You want to hear another story?
I would love to.
You are not a brat. Okay, here it is. I'm a new listener. And I'd like to share an experience I had a few years ago at my old house. It was my 12th birthday. I'm 16 now. And my mom let me have a few friends over. And guess what they were going to do?
Something. Lock you in a room.
Mm-hmm. How'd you know? Actually, no. At the time, like most 12-year-olds, we were all stupid and decided to play Bloody Mary.
Oh, that classic game.
That terrifies children the world over.
I've tried that actually before.
I did too when I was a kid. It didn't work for me either, but we did try it.
I was very disappointed.
I didn't want to, though. And I don't remember. I don't think I was the one who did it. I think like my other friends did it, but I don't think I would do it. I don't know. So one of my friends, we'll call her Anne, volunteered to be the one to go into the bathroom and do the ritual of shutting the door, turning off the light, and chanting Bloody Mary 3 times.
You know, because that's what normal 12-year-olds do. They start rituals and summon things.
You still have 2 more years before you hit that benchmark, thank God. When she actually had to do it, though, she almost chickened out. Without thinking, I grabbed my cat, Mimi. For future reference, we had my cat's claws taken out when we first got her, and handed her to Anne. Having the company of an animal made her feel braver, so she went into the bathroom and closed the door. Not even a minute later, we could hear my cat hissing loudly, and the door swung open.
Mimi
went bolting out of the bathroom. Her tail was puffy, and when she stopped in the living room and looked back at us, her pupils were huge. Anne explained that she only got to say it once before Mimi started to freak out.
Maybe just didn't like the word bloody. Who knows?
The cat's like, what? Wow. Brushing it off, we went back to the living room to watch some movies. Mimi refused to go by us for the rest of the night. At one point in the evening, we were messing around with a camera on one of my friend's phones and had it on video. While filming, we saw a little orange light drift into the frame, stay there, and then drift back out the way it had come. We were all a little shaken up, but somehow managed to fall asleep. In the morning, we found, listen to this part. In the morning, we found scratches on our arms and ankles. Our family is very religious, and my older brother, who was preparing to enter seminary then, decided to bless the house after hearing what happened to us. Nothing too terribly strange happened after that. Mimi was her usual self, and no other scratches showed up. I hope you enjoyed my story, and please keep up the amazing work. I'm going to jump in here regarding Mimi, because I have 2 cats. And if I handed my cat, either one of them, it doesn't matter, to anyone who went into a bathroom to chant holding my cat would do the same thing. My cat would be like, no, 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 no. You're not holding me. I don't want to be held. Because when cats don't want to be held, they don't want to be held. And they would go running out of the bathroom all mad. So I don't know that that is anything paranormal. That could have just been the cat didn't like the, and especially if the person's kind of scared and not very brave at that moment.
Okay, but now the scratches on the arms and ankles.
That I don't know. That's the one part that really could be paranormal. I don't know.
I'm starting to think they didn't summon Bloody Mary. I'm starting to think they summoned something else.
What do you think? Do you think it has anything to do with the orange light orb thing that they saw in the video?
Yeah, probably. Number one, don't summon things in your house. Number two, especially something called Bloody Mary.
That is really wise.
It's kind of in the name not to do that.
Well, and you know, I think that's kind of that thing that kind of gets handed down from kid to kid to kid, generation to generation. It's like, this is scary. You've got to try it. And you can summon Bloody Mary.
Just go read scary books.
See, I think that would be better. You could get some scary books and you could turn the lights down real low and read the books with a flashlight. That would be scary.
Go read Goosebumps. It's so much better than summoning things.
I have to say this on behalf of everyone listening right now. I wish there were more children as wise as you. It's like, it just is common sense. Do not summon things. But it is something weird. It's kind of like this weird thing that kids do. Have you had any of your friends ever want you to do that?
No, I've always been the person to tell them to do it.
And then you run away. It's like, Hey, you're having a slumber party I'm not going to. Why don't you try that Bloody Mary thing? Here's how it works. I'm not going to be at your party. Can't make it. Have fun. So you think that story is paranormal?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You think the cat part is? Because I don't.
No,
I just
not
think
the cat part.
I think the cat part got spooked. So if you like this show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nope.